the power that was on Adam is the power that has come to live on the inside of you. Hallelujah.
Join Kenneth Copeland today for a message on love. Learn what it means to reach out with the God kind of love to impact your world. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Romans 5:5. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Now, that is not only at the time of the new birth. I want you to listen to me really carefully now. When you got born again, you were born not of corruptible seed, but by the word of, finish the sentence for me. The word of God, who is love. This is the word of love. And the love word of God was the seed that was imparted into your spirit. And you were born again, and the fruit of the seed born in your born again human spirit. The word says you were recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away and all things became new, and the innards, the spiritual organs, I don't know any other way to say it and get over to you what I'm saying. You got physical organs. Where did you get your physical organs? It's the DNA you got from your parents, the seed that was sown, and you became the product of that seed. And you wound up with eyes, ears, and nose, and lungs, and all those different organs working in there and all that. Well, you were born of the Spirit of the living God, and His DNA is in your spirit, and inside your spirit there are spiritual organs. And there was imparted inside you love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, kindness, temperance, long suffering. All of those things are the attributes of love. Amen. They're in there. Well, what happened to you then when you got baptized in the Holy Ghost? Huh? He brought inside you His love, His joy, His peace, His righteousness. Huh? Oh, yeah. It was in there. You were born of Him, born of His Word. You were a child of the love of God, born of God. But then the teacher was assigned to come and take up residence inside you and inside your physical body and give you overcoming blessing power. The power that was on Adam is the power that has come to live on the inside of you. Hallelujah. You remember that I told you the scripture said He's a fire from the loins up and He's a fire from the loins down? And He had to cloud Himself, shroud himself with a cloud. They could see that fire at night. They could see it off out there, and they followed it wherever it went. The same fire in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that lights the very heavens in the face of Jesus. What about on the day of Pentecost? They heard a sound. It wasn't a rushing mighty wind. It was a sound that sounded like a rushing mighty wind. What was it? What was that sound? Could you have heard it only in Jerusalem? No, no. You would have heard it anywhere on this planet. See, when Adam fell, all of the angels that God created to fill up this planet, to be an aid and a help and minister to those that are heirs of that blessing, all of those angels had to get up and get out of here immediately. Any of them that didn't leave are on the wrong side. They had to get out of here. That's when you begin to see the picture given to us called Jacob's ladder. Angels that were created to minister for men, to minister and help them with the blessing. They're ministers of compassion. They are ministers of God, sent forth to minister for those that are the heirs of salvation, heirs of the blessing, heirs of the love and the compassion of God Himself. That's what's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Well, they had to get out of here. And on the day of Pentecost, they came back, brother. You can see it in the book of Hebrews. It says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth? On the day of Pentecost, heaven poured itself out, poured itself back into this earth, and the Spirit of the living God Himself came into that upper room, shrouded in a cloud. Not hardly. Huh? What came into the room? A noise? No. What came into the room? Huh? Yeah, it was the Holy Ghost. But they didn't say, hey, look, the Holy Ghost. Come on, help me with this. Y'all been here all week. Y'all know this by now. Huh? Love came in. But what did they see? Fire. God in all of His blazing glory didn't even try to hide it. He didn't try to cover it. He came in there in all that power and all that strength, and He just walked right in and He sat on them. He just sat on them. And instead of burning them to a crisp, they just absorbed Him. And He moved right in on the inside. He said, this is my home. This is where I'm going to stay. I'm living right here. I'm bringing all of myself in here. I'm bringing all of my glory. I'm bringing all of my compassion. I'm bringing all of my love. I'm bringing all of my fire. I'm bringing all of the blessing. All of the blessing. All of the blessing. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, glory be to God forevermore. We've not received the spirit of fear unto bondage again. We have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, I love you, Father. I love you, Daddy. Oh, hallelujah. I have a Father. I have a Daddy. I'll never be alone again. And He's rich. Woo! And He has given me, He's given me checking privileges on the glory of God. Think about that.
Why he's get? All I have to do is believe God, and he lets me in on the wealth.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. So that I can abound to every good work.
Oh, yeah, but now, Brother Copeland, you know, money will ruin you.
Well, you know, now that's true. Now, the Bible does say that money ruineth the fool. It does. It said money ruins the fool. So the trick to that is, don't be a dumb fool. Amen. Brethren, he said, I would not have you be ignorant. You need to abound in this grace also. You were created for compassion. You weren't created to live in the threat of death. You were not created to live a life here on the earth just trying to squeeze by so I can get into heaven. We'll go through the portals of heaven with the love of God aflame in our hearts, our minds burning with compassion, glory to God, where when you finally come to realize that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and I have within my bosom the very love that created this universe.
Yes. Yes.
How do you walk in that? How do you manage that? That scripture said, we have known and believed the love that God has to us. So what do? Same thing you do to believe by faith anything else the scripture has ever said. Amen. You go to the word and you find in that word, 17th chapter of John, 23rd verse, Jesus said, Father, reveal to them that you love them as much as you do me. And so I just said, ooh, I receive that. I believe I receive that in me now. My Father loves me as much as he does Jesus. And I'd been saved for almost 6 years when I found it out. And I stood there in that in my little old bedroom there in Tulsa, that little back bedroom. Little old rundown looking place, and it didn't look rundown to me that day. I found that in the Word, and I thought, "Ooh, I believe I receive that. I receive that, Jesus. I receive that. If I receive that, that means I'm gonna have to say it. Ooh, my mind said." Who do you think you are to stand there in front of God Almighty and say with your mouth that God loves you, you sinful West Texas idiot? Now, if I'd have believed that, I'd still be living there.
That's right.
Or worse. I said, no, it's written in red, and I'm going to say it. Anything in red, I can safely confess because he is my high priest. I'd found that out.
Amen.
And so I began to say it. I said, Father, you love me as much as you do Jesus. I know you do because Jesus said so. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. So I said it again. And I said it again. And I said it again. And my knees quit shaking. And I said it again. And by this time, I'm walking around my little room, 3 or 4 steps this way, 3 or 4 steps this way. And I'm walking around in there. I said, oh my goodness, I believe I receive that. I receive that the same way I receive my salvation. I confess this before God. My Heavenly Father loves me as much as he does Jesus. My. I receive that. And I put it in my mouth. And I kept saying it. And I get in my car and say, oh, Lord God, I'm going to drive this car today. And you love me just as much as you do Jesus. Praise the Lord. And you're just going right along with me. I don't have to get in here and say, oh, God, please be with me.
He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you even to the end of the world. Just get on in there and say, come on, Jesus. Oh, our Father loves us, doesn't he? Oh, hallelujah. And just get in the car and go. Amen. Well, I got to doing that. And finally, the Lord said, why don't you read the rest of that chapter? So I went back, got the 17th chapter of John, and started reading it the 24th verse. I had stopped at the 23rd. I got so filled with that I forgot about the rest of the chapter. And I got down to the last verse in that chapter, and Jesus was praying and said, Father, reveal to them that the love wherewith you loved me may be in them. Oh, not that the Father was going to love me with the same love with which he loved Jesus. I'd already seen that in the 23rd verse. And I read it wrong a time or two. I thought I was reading the same thing again. But the Lord said, no, you're missing it now. Go back and read that again. It said the love, Jesus talking to the Father. He said the love wherewith you, God, love me, a perfect sinless man. That love wherewith you love me may be in them. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh, my. The very love that created this universe. That the very love. I have the equipment inside me now since I've been reborn. And now that the teacher and the guide and the leader and the power, the blessing himself is living on the inside of me to empower my spirit by his spirit. And has given me a commandment which has licensed me to use it. I can love you with the love of God. I have the equipment born inside me from the Word of God that has been developing in me now for 40 years. That love equipment is inside me, and as it has developed, it has flushed the fear out of me. Amen. And has given me this compassion and has authorized me to love you with the love of God. Now the whole church, particularly the Pentecostal part of it and the charismatic part of it, the Holy Ghost tongue-talking part of the church, has been talking about this a long time and hadn't got the first clue of what causes it to work. Well, I just love you with the love of God. Don't cross them. You'll get the wrath of God. Huh? Yeah. Well, that's where you need to realize. Oh, God bless them. Amen. They're just little kids. Amen. They know they've been saved 37 years. They still don't know.
That's right.
Well, just go on in love. God's been putting up with them longer than you have. And you already know you've got the power on the inside of you to do it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I said my heart. Glory. Oh, I start to say hallelujah.
Yeah.
And come out, hallelujah.
Sure did. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. How I love you. How I love you. Well, that's even better than hallelujah. How I love you. Praise God. Amen. Now, in closing this, let me bring you to this place. Perfected love casts out fear. It said we have known and believed the love that is in us now. Now you have received it because you see it in the Word. I receive the love wherewith you love Jesus is inside me now. And by faith I receive that.
Yes.
not based on my feelings. It's based on what Jesus said. And I pray the same prayer that he prayed, Father, and I receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I have it now, and I'm going to turn this loose. This is mine. I receive the fact that you love me as much as you do Jesus, and you are ready to reveal that to the world through me. By the blessing of Adam, which became the blessing of Abraham, which now through the cross has become the blessing of the church. Yes. Blessing of Abraham has come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. Amen. Now I receive that. I receive your word that says the love of God never fails. We'll close it with this if you'll turn there. In 1 Corinthians, this will be extremely revealing to you. Extremely revealing. Amen. This has been misunderstood for a long, long time. Been a lot of good things preached about it. But until you understand the elements that we've been talking about tonight, then you won't have the insight into this chapter that it takes for you to understand what was actually being said. In this, the scripture says in the 4th verse, 13th chapter, 1 Corinthians, the love of God never gives up or suffers long. The love of God is kind. The love of God envies not. The love of God vaunteth not itself. The love of God is not puffed up. The love of God does not behave itself unseemly. The love of God seeks not her own. The love of God is not easily provoked. The love of God thinks no evil. The love of God rejoices not at iniquity. The love of God rejoices in the truth. The love of God bears up under all things. It believes all things. The love of God hopes all things and endures all things, because there's no fear in the love of God.
Blessed Beyond Measure is a book that tells the truth about God, about how good He is, about the goodness of God. And the Scripture's full of Scriptures about how good God is. And so when you find out that He's good, it opens the door for you to be blessed beyond measure. It's a very simple, easy to understand plan that God has for us. He is good. He created everything good. And He wants us to enjoy good. The Lord wanted me to write this book and put it out everywhere. So I took it to be just an assignment, really. To me, it was one of the most important things I've ever done in my life. The more you open up to the Lord and the more you believe Him and trust His Word, the more He can move in there. He wants to move in because He's good. The more we enjoy of His goodness, the easier it is to trust Him. And the more we trust Him, the more we enjoy. And it just continues on and on and on.
Order your copy of Gloria Copeland's hardcover book, Blessed Beyond Measure, for only $11. Visit our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Be sure to order extra copy for family and friends. Order Blessed Beyond Measure, the hardcover book by Gloria Copeland, today.
You know, no matter what you're going through today, it's the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of a strong spirit that you need today, that you need to walk in today to overcome and to win. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, meekness, kindness, temperance, long-suffering. The Bible says that against these things there's no law. There's nothing that can defeat. And all of these fruit of the Spirit really come out of the fruit of love. It comes out of being filled up with love. And the more you walk in love, the more you begin to understand it. The more you walk in love, the more you realize how much God loves you when you love other people. He does love you. He loves you, the Bible says, as much as He loves Jesus. So receive that love. Make a decision today to do everything in that love. Have every reaction come out of that love. Have every reaction come out of your spirit. Come out of the fruit. You know, that's such a pretty title, Fruit of the Spirit. But really, it should be, you know, the fruit of a strong spirit. Because if you don't walk in those things, if you don't, like the Bible says, put them on. It says, clothe yourself. Then you're not going to have the benefit of what's on the inside of you. So begin to walk in love today. Today, right now, just lift up your hand to the Lord and say, I love you, Jesus. You know what? He's telling you right now, I love you too. You may have heard him say it, lots of people, when you just get quiet and you say, I love you, Jesus, and then give him a chance to answer, he'll tell you, I love you too. And he does love you. You can find out more about that too with our offer this week is Blessed Beyond Measure. This is a book by my mother. You can discover his nature is to bless you. He's so good. And you can find out about that from this book. Be sure to order yours today. Regardless of whether you ordered our product this week or not, we have a book we want to give you called True Prosperity. You know, true prosperity is not just having money in the bank. It goes beyond that, and you can find out more about this by ordering yours today. Just let us know you want it, and we'll send it to you. Call someone and tell them to watch the broadcast tomorrow. These have been so good. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year.
Get up! Get up! Get up and declare my word, saith the Lord. For your victory is at hand in greater measure than ever before. Not because of greater work and labor on your part, but because of your faith in the blessing, and your inheritance is at hand. Rise up and head through the door. This is the hour of your victory. You will not fail it.
Your door is open. Come out for an intimate time together in God's Word with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's time for the 2007 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join us from the 8th to the 10th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, visit us online at kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The man of God is thoroughly furnished. The man and woman of God is able to receive God's abounding grace. Hallelujah. Why? Because his love and his compassion and his authority is abounding in us. Therefore, we have no fear.